He can't hear you.
Yeah,
you
I can't
dickhead.
Hear you, but I
repeat,
you are right.
Repeat what I said, like, James.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, Patreons. Happy Thursday. Money in football.
Hello, everyone. How are we doing? I'm all right. Yeah. A bit of a weird
James's money. James's money in Tottenham.
It's 2 hours, 45 minutes till West Ham kick off, and it's 2:45 p.m. That's really weird.
You completely reminded me. My son's got a guitar concert at school today that starts at 7. We won't be done by 7, will we?
No. Well, you might be if you're 3-0 down.
I'll have to take the old tablet and watch it in the car on the dodgy box before going into school. I skipped his last one, so I can't skip this. Well, actually, to be fair, if I didn't go, he'd just be like, all right, whatever, Dad. But, you know, he's only got a couple of months left at the school, so I'll make the most of it and go down and see him and that. This is very led by you, I feel like, okay. For the purposes of, because it's your club, as well as one other that's the topic of conversation, and you are still a season ticket holding match going fan for the current time being.
I still will be. Let's clarify that.
Not what in about 5 years when they're about £8,000 a year.
Well, it won't be, will they? So yeah, this is
my ticket pricing.
We are. This is kind of a Tottenham conversation generally, but I felt with I knew it was going to do obviously Tottenham Arse this week, and I knew there'd be plenty to talk about from Arsenal's game with Porto for Clates, and then obviously with my trip to Villa Sunday as well. It would have been like a fucking 2-hour podcast, and it was something I'm all going to cover off for yourself anyway, and I think it falls into the money in football line. So Tottenham have increased season ticket pricing by 6% next season, which, let me tell you all, is fine with me. I don't have any problem with it. You can count on one hand the amount of times I've moaned about ticket prices, because I will pay it. And the reality is they can increase the season ticket prices 6%, 10%, whatever the fuck they want, they will fill the stadium. Supply and demand, whether we like it or not. It's a fine line between exploiting loyalty. Perhaps if you didn't have all that loyalty, you wouldn't put the bums on seats, but I get it from the club's perspective. The ground is full every single week. They've raised season ticket prices 1.5% over the course of the last 5 years. We knew this was coming because of the increase to individual match day ticket pricing last season, at the beginning of this season we're in now, which was kind of hidden, where they changed things like Nottingham Forest at home was now like a category B game rather than a category C. So you're paying more for it. Like, what are you doing? You're taking the piss. So we knew that there was going to be a hike for season ticket prices. The 6% increase has angered a lot of people. As I said, it's not angered me. I'm just like, okay. Like, would I prefer there to be no increase? Yeah, sure. Would I prefer there to be a decrease? Yeah, sure. But they put 6% on it. It's the biggest hike for a really long time. I get it, and I'm still going to pay it. Reality.
If they had done 1.5% for the last five years, do you think there'd be as much outrage as if there was this rise? Because 1.5% for the last 5 years would be more than the increase now, because it's compounded.
Yeah, correct. Would be at more like sort of 8% or so.
Yeah, and I don't think people would moan as much about the 1.5%.
No, but also things have changed a little bit this year in terms of the team are so much better to watch. Mm-hmm. So people want to go more as well. Last year, I think pretty much even going back to when Pochettino left, since it's more like a chore going to Tottenham rather than actually paying for a fucking entertainment purpose. It's like a I'm going because I go kind of thing, and hoping you'll be entertained rather than now knowing, irrespective of result, they're going to have a go and try and be entertained. So the football's different. There's a case and different arguments to be made perhaps about the increase of pricing when you don't know what competitions you're in next year. We might be in the Champions League. We might be in Europa League. We might be in a Conference League if we fuck it up. If we really fucking wet the bed, we're not guaranteed to be in European football at all. But there's that. I think there's that to factor in the sense of there's obviously a fair chance of Champions League football. And even if it's not Champions League football, I think we can all agree to say it's a very, very strong possibility to at least be Europa League football. That, as discussed on Tuesday's People's Poll, is going to bring you at least a guaranteed four extra games on top of last year. Tottenham also went out of cup competitions fairly early, so I only played two home games this year. And the difference in the amount of money, when you break it down, is fucking irrelevant, really, isn't it? My ticket is going up from 1,375 to 1,426. It's a lot, right? But it's 51 fucking quid.
Mm-hmm.
It's less than one game. I'm gonna end up paying more than that anyway, because we're gonna play more home games next year. So each Champions League game on top of that is probably going to be 70, 80 quid, something like that. So I'm going to end up paying more anyway. So the actual 51 quid of the season ticket, it's fucking neither here nor there for me, which wouldn't make a difference. I realise I'm in a privileged position where I can, right? And not everyone can. Although I do struggle to see how the 6% suddenly rules someone out. And how I was going to go, and now I'm putting my foot down because of 6%. Like, how bad can it be that changes it for you? Mine's more one of the more expensive tickets as well, right? The cheapest at Spurs is $8.90 or something like that.
Right.
So if you're in that sort of bracket and you've gone up, what, 6%, you're paying like an extra 30 quid, 40 quid, something like that.
Yeah.
Is it that big of a deal?
No. For me, I'm like surprised. I think it's fair. I don't think it's crazy. You know what's happened to the price of electricity and gas and all these kind of things over the last few years, particularly last 2 years. And they haven't put an increase up for a while. And so I think they're within their rights to put it up. Like everything you said is 100% correct. I suppose the question is, does it affect the fandom of the club? I don't think it does, because the percentage, the number of people that are regular match going fans that would be pissed off by this price increase is going to be less than 10,000.
Look, let's spin that a different way and say no one's happy about it.
No, but if you're a young kid in the playground and you support Spurs and you don't go to Spurs anyway, this doesn't make you support the club any less. Like, I don't think the majority...
It might do if Dad says, I can't take you no more.
No, but that's if you're not match-going. If you're match-going, it's different. I'm saying there's only a certain percentage of match-going fans that will be affected by this that will be pissed off with Tottenham. The vast majority, if you don't go to games, this doesn't affect you, and therefore it doesn't affect your fandom of the club. A kid in the playground doesn't get angry with Spurs when... they raise ticket prices for his mate who can't go anymore. He gets angry when they sell Harry Kane or they play shit football and lose games of football. I think the club understands that it's the minority of people that will complain, even if some of them come across as quite vocal, and they can stomach it because pissing off 5 or 7 or 8 or 10,000 fans, they'll replace them with 5 or 7 or 8, 10,000 richer fans.
I've said it. You'll have all heard me say it. I'm fairly certain. Tottenham don't care about me. Like, anybody who thinks their football club cares about them is fucking deluded.
Mm-hmm.
Just a number. I don't mean nothing to them. If I don't go, someone else goes. It's like the fight for the away tickets and keep going. Are you going again? Yeah, because everybody keeps going. And if eventually I go, well, I'm not going away from home for a season, guess what? The following year, I ain't going away from home anymore because I'm going to lose so many points that's it. I can't get in no more. So you got that kind of different supply and demand. It's a balancing act, right? I do think... the 50 quid difference, I mean, is my ticket extortionate? Yeah, I think we know that. Tottenham will argue it over the facilities and the stadium, et cetera, et cetera. And where it is in London and stuff like that as well. Is a balancing act, though, between me accepting that, okay, 50 quid extra, what does it matter? When you put it in a calculator and you go, what's an extra 50 quid times 60,000? It's 3 million quid. That's what this is to Tottenham. Is 3 million quid. Now, I've just said that 3 million quid, if Tottenham get in the Champions League, I think in gate receipts alone across the four group games, they'll make somewhere in the region of probably about 18 million. So what's the 3 million quid to Tottenham? That's what this is, right? What does it matter?
I think it does matter. I think it does matter to Tottenham.
Three, I mean, 3 million quid does not matter to Tottenham, mate.
How much profit did Tottenham make last year?
Good question. I don't know.
I'm about to put it up.
I think revenue and profit are obviously two very different things. And obviously the club has a huge debt because of the stadium, but it's all offset by the stadium. And it's a very small percentage of loan that they have to pay against that, which has got like 20 years or so to run.
Lost 50 million.
Yeah.
So that's like 7% of your losses. Obviously, you're losing money, right?
Okay. They've also put how much in the bank for Harry Kane, which won't be on those accounts?
That's also true. Yeah. But I don't think it's right to say you're making loads of money elsewhere, charge me less.
No, and I get it. Like, one of the club's big arguments is bills, etc., have gone up, right? I don't disbelieve any of that. But I also feel the costs of going up inside the ground in terms of the drink and the food and stuff like that as well. You can see that.
We've seen
the match day pricing go up. I'm not saying that Tottenham shouldn't have increased ticket prices. As I said, I'll pay it. It's fine. It's not a problem. But just think, when you put it in perspective and go 3 million quid over the course of a year for the club, let's spin it a different way. You say, okay, they lost 50 million. What's the revenue?
444 million.
Right. Okay. So
it's not even
1%.
Mm-hmm.
So this is part of the argument, right? Remember we did the pod on the club in Germany, letting fans in for free and stuff. And I get it. It's a different scale of football and stuff. But you look at the work done by the fans in Germany, etc. Like, you can buy a Bayern Munich season ticket, mate, for roughly the same cost of what it would cost you to go to White Hart Lane twice.
150 quid.
Seriously. So, Bayern Munich can't compete with some of the Premier League clubs in terms of, you got Radu Dragosin rather than Bayern Munich and stuff. It went down to money. Bayern Munich offered him a bigger salary than Tottenham.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's a balancing act. It's almost like, you know, when people mention like wage caps. Oh, we need a salary cap.
Yeah.
It's too far gone. And it's the same with ticket pricing. It's never going to come down. Tottenham aren't going to go, hey, guess what? The ground's full every week. We're all going to charge you 200 quid less this year. Like, that, unfortunately, is never going to happen unless you had someone so rich come into the club that they could offset it.
Or the stadium starts being empty, which is not going to happen. If the stadium was empty, they'd start having to reduce prices to fill it.
No, it's not.
But it's not empty, is it? So that's a problem.
And plus, you hear it all the time. Oh, I'd love to go to Spurs, like, even from non-Tottenham fans. Grant will get full with Torres. Is like I was discussed about Brentford loads of times. Eventually, if you stay in the Premier League, you're going to have to make a decision about your 17,000 capacity, because you can get double that in the ground every week, even if they're not Brentford fans, because of where it is in London, etc. So the bottom line, I don't have a problem with the rise of the ticket prices. I do get the argument of what's 3 million fucking quid, though. Mm-hmm. I do absolutely get that. It's irrelevant to Tottenham. And you do wonder if the goodwill is worth more than the 3 million.
Yeah, I have more of an issue with the removal of concessions.
This is the big one that's angered everybody.
That for me is sucks. Sucks. I think the thing with the concessions is the majority of people that are OAPs who will want to go to Spurs on a concession will have been going for years previously. It's not the type of thing that you get to 65 and you think, you know what, I might start getting a season ticket going week in, week out now. I mean, sure, there will probably be a few people that are in that bracket, but the majority will have been going for years and then hit 65. You're basically like, saying fuck you for all that loyalty over the years by removing that concession.
This has pissed me off massively, and this is what's really, really hacked people off, and the supporters trust at Tottenham and at Arsenal, because this is happening at Arsenal as well.
Dual problem, yeah.
We're actually kind of clubbing together and like, wow. One of the things I'd wondered, in fact, no, let's take a step back. So the concession pricing at Tottenham, some of you listen to Tottenham probably heard me say this before. There's basically one area of the stadium where you can have concession ticket pricing. You'd have probably heard me say about, my dad said in the past, well, I'll go and sit over there and I'll have a cheaper ticket and stuff, right? And I'm like, I ain't fucking moving. See you later, mate. I'm happy with my seat. And now my dad's been paying full adult price for since we went in the stadium, right? He's never had a concession in the full stadium, right?
Is he old enough to be?
Yeah, he's okay. My dad will be 70 end of this year, and okay. My mum will be 70 at the start of next year.
Okay.
So certainly entitled by age.
Yeah.
They don't pay it because of where we sit in the ground. Now you can say,
wow, okay. I didn't realize that you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They pay the same price as me, mate. There's only one area. So we sit in basically, you might as well call it the southeast corner. We sit on the side on the east, but it's very close to the south. So you could almost say southeast corner. In the northwest corner, there are areas in the three tiers, the lower, the middle, and the upper, where there's a couple of blocks where if you sit in those areas and are an under 16 or an over 65, you would pay a concession price. My dad and my mum do not pay concession prices for where they sit at Tottenham. And this has been an argument for me anyway for a long time, is why the fuck is that? Why is that accepted? Can you think of another walk of life where a child or an OAP has to pay full price for anything? Anything else where there's no discounted price, anything. You went to a theme park, you went to the theatre, you went to anything.
Yeah, usually there's kids' tickets available for most things. I'm looking at West Ham's map here. Other than the right halfway line padded bougie seats.
Yeah, that's fair enough, right?
Which is right the minority. You're talking about less than 10% of the stadium. Everything else has concession prices for under 21s, over 66, and then also even cheaper for under 18s.
No, I get that. No one's expecting anyone to have access to the Tunnel Club and pay half the price and stuff like that.
Forget that.
Yeah. But in terms of general, let's call them general admission, because that's what it's defined by. Tottenham have 12,000 premium season ticket holders. So that's like your middle levels on the side, your Tunnel Club on the west lower, and there's an area in the east lower, which is counted as premium as well. There's 12,000 premium season ticket holders. And on top of that, I think there's another 42,000 general admission. Of that 42,000, the area where you can have a concession ticket is basically a kind of approximate, is about 2,000 of that. So what's that as a percentage of 5% roughly? So listen, you have a choice, right? When we moved into the stadium, we could have gone and sat in that area of the stadium, and my mum and dad could have had cheaper tickets than what they have now, with obviously a discounted price. I don't even know what that discount is, by the way. It was 20%, 30%. I'm not even sure, to tell you the truth. I don't think I ever let my dad look at it for long enough, because I think if he did, he'd have been like, oh, dad sees the fucking pound signs. Not that he needs the money.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be close to half price, because at West Ham, it's half price.
I bet it's not at Tottenham.
At Arsenal, it's similar. It's not far off half price.
So anyway, what they've said with this season ticket announcement last week, which actually got released just after we'd finished Tottenham last week, Serge, was the 6% rise and a phasing out of these concession season tickets. Essentially, they will no longer exist. If you already have one and sit in one of these lucky areas, if you want to call them, then you will have some fairly steep increases till it gets phased to being a full adult ticket. Beyond this season, if you do not have a concession ticket already, you will not be able to apply for one. So they're going to phase it out for those who've already got one. And if you haven't got one yet, i.e. if you're turning 65 this year, you can't fucking get one. Too late. Literally, Serge, just as I was walking in this room, Malcolm, who works in the office, who's a Tottenham fan, who has a season ticket holder at Tottenham, you couldn't make this up, I promise you. He said to me, you know, one of the good things about being my age, you can get a concession season ticket at Tottenham. I swear to you, that's what he said to me.
I said,
I think you better sit down, mate.
Where does he sit?
I don't know. I think he sits on the other. I don't think he sits in that area. We'd be able to get one. Now, no. He probably could have applied to move and go there and get one. But no, he wouldn't have been able
but
to get one.
But regardless, in a couple of
just
seasons.
Just see Manchild outside the window.
Yes.
what's he doing here?
He's floating around.
Come here, man.
Manchild in the house. Ask Manchild why he's there. Go on. on camera.
Manchild, come here. Come and speak to the people who want to know. Yeah.
We're recording.
It's a patron podcast, so you can say hello. Don't wait.
Patrons.
James, to meet you all, you met half these bastards. James wants to know why you're in the office. Do you want to tell him or shall I?
He can't hear you.
Yeah, I can't hear you. But
repeat what I said, James.
The 30-centimeter ruler wasn't long enough. And thank you for lending to me anyway.
The 30-centimeter ruler wasn't long enough. Thanks for lending it. Is that why you're here?
Yeah, I needed the meter stick.
You needed the meter stick
to measure his tits. Ask him if it's to measure his tits.
Did you measure your boobs? That's what you said.
Huh?
Did you measure your boobs? Good to see you, mate. Hello. Manchild in the house, eh?
Yeah.
Where was we? I don't think Malcolm can. I think he could apply to move, but it wouldn't matter now. I said, sorry, mate. You're literally out of luck. Have you not seen last week's announcement? And there's that as well, maybe, right? Malcolm didn't know. What does that tell us?
Yeah.
Not everyone even gets the message, right? So you go to. Yeah, exactly. Can you imagine? It's bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm sure, the club can't be like, oh, you've got to phone every fan over a certain age and explain to them or whatever. Get it. They can only put the publications out and email supporters and stuff like that. But yeah, Malcolm was seen to go and he didn't know.
Wow.
So I think for me anyway, it was an absolute fucking disgrace that it was only one area of the stadium that you could have concession tickets as well. One of the things that really annoys me is I think the club, like many of the clubs, do brilliant work now in terms of inclusivity, right? So last week, did this brilliant piece with Lily White Spurs, who's the gay supporters club. And it actually looked like the video they put together looked like it was filmed upstairs in our studio, by the way, Suj. I was actually pausing the video to see if they'd been here and filmed it. That's how close the brick wall in the background looked to ours. I don't think it was them. But maybe Clayton just doesn't told me because I'd have been annoyed if he didn't tell me. In any case, he didn't. I don't think it was ours. But they did a brilliant piece last week because it was 10 year, not last week now, it would have been, the week before. So it's been 10 years since the group formed. This brilliant piece about, you know, inclusivity, football's for all and all that. And yeah, great. Spurs have done brilliant work with them. That group's done brilliant. And then literally a week later, you go, yeah, so these guys, actually, they're allowed, but actually now we are going to discriminate against you people instead. Is it not discrimination? Or is it not?
No.
Because it's like one price for all. How does that work?
Yeah, it's not age discrimination. That's if you were to give it, I mean, yeah, with OAPs and kids, I don't think you can do age discrimination.
But could you feel like you were being discriminated against if you were one of these people?
Nah.
No?
Nah, the price is the price.
If you're 80, hypothetically, and you go to Tottenham and you're paying that, and suddenly you've been told, no, your scene ticket's going to literally like near enough double, and you're that age under the circumstance of what's going on in the country, you're not going to feel like you're discriminated against.
You're being hard done by, but discrimination is treating two people differently based on age. Everybody's got the same price increase.
They've got more, haven't they?
Well, they have, but that's because their product is being phased out or they applied to move, you know?
There's nowhere to move to. It's not going to exist anymore.
I don't like it, but there's fuck all anyone can do about it. This is just a sign of football clubs being removed from their fan base, which we see all the time.
So, okay, we say it's not discrimination, but it's basically Tottenham saying, we don't want you here because you'll pay a cheaper ticket than everyone else. So if we've said that over the course of a season, these increasing prices on people like me is worth 3 million quid to them, right? So for these guys, let's say they kept their cheaper ticket, well, they're worthless to Tottenham.
Yeah.
So to go back into the different walk of life, would you have concession tickets at everything else, be it theatre, entertainment, whatever? Yes, you would. But under this, because your age, you're getting penalised or you don't get the benefit.
You're not getting penalised. You're not getting a benefit. It's the opposite. They're not saying they don't want you there. They want you there, but they just want you there at the same ticket price as everybody else. Like, you know, Chelsea's famous for Chelsea pensioners and all that. Imagine, yeah. I mean, they must be getting concession prices. It would be that's a quite a big, part of the identity of the club there as well. If they did this there, I think this would be quite
So you think Tottenham and Arsenal were doing this and Chelsea have got a smaller stadium and make less revenue per game than Tottenham and Arsenal, despite the fact they're in one of the richest areas of London, you think they won't do it?
Yes, they will do it, but they'll be even more outraged than there is at your club, I think.
You said, what can anyone do? There's nothing you can do.
Stop going.
No, there is absolutely something that can be done. So, have you read the Premier League handbook?
Yes. Rule 8.4, or whatever it is.
You're close enough, Serge. Rule R8. This is written in the Premier League handbook, and I double checked that this was this year's version. Concessionary ticket prices must be made available by each of the home and visiting clubs for R8.1 senior citizens and R8.2 junior supporters. It is in the Premier League's rules that concession ticket prices must exist.
Yeah, I did see that.
So how are Arsenal and Tottenham thinking they're going about this? Unless they believe the Premier League is going to remove that from their rules.
Yeah, and they would have maybe had a heads up that if that was going to happen, you'd assume. I did see that, James, and I thought that rule was very, very, very black and white. Like, it's not like in certain stadiums, it's like a sentence. It's not like in certain stadiums, clubs must provide a minimum of 2% in these circumstances with this. It just literally says you have to provide concession tickets for OAPs and kids, home and away. Done. Simple. This is what it says. You have to do it. But it doesn't say how many.
That's true.
If you only sold 10 OAP tickets, would you be complying with the rule?
Probably, technically, yes.
Yeah, so that's the only thing that they might be trying to get away with. But obviously, there's no OAP tickets anywhere. What are they going to do? OAP concessions for corporate hospitality or something stupid like that?
The Supporters Trust has written to Richard Masters this morning. This is Tottenham Supporters Trust. And it's this, right? There's gripe about the 6% increase, but I think you just got to let that go. But the gripe that I think, that's what I feel, is this concession stuff has really fucking pissed me off. Mm. And it's been pissing me off anyway, I suppose, from my point of view.
It's just because it shows how out of touch clubs are with fans.
Yeah, it does. So, Pitt, when are you going to take Harry? Well, A, he's not interested at the moment, but B, what the fuck? Mm. You want me to pay like 75 quid for him to go and he's not interested? Why am I going to do that? So, but if it was a child ticket, then you would consider that. And listen, when we have FA Cup third round games, I appreciate that when we played Burnley in the cup, it was 25 quid for an adult and kids was 10 quid. Good. So that fucking should be as well. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so what, when you pick and choose, you can have concession ticket prices. This is dangerous. I feel like I have sympathy for the older generation who are obviously getting done over here and are probably the ones who can least afford the fucking rises as well. But like the lack of forward thinking about your exposure to the next generation of football fans does my head in. You only have to look down the pyramid and you see different things where you'll have at certain clubs. It's like young adult tickets, like up to 24, it's like cheaper. From 21, it's cheaper than that. If you're, you know, 16 and 18 is a little bit more expensive than 16. It's even phased at that generation to understand that the average 20-year-old is not going to earn the same as the average 40-year-old, right?
Correct, yeah.
But it's like the higher you are, the bigger the fucking bastard is to you. And I think about it from my perspective. Is just think, I don't know when I'm ever even going to consider taking Harry, even if he does decide at some point that he wants to go. How fucking madness is that to like pay 75 quid for like a 7 or 8 year old to play Nottingham Forest? Nothing's a Forest. It's just the example I use because I know it changed this year. So, yeah. But I wonder if we might get some backlash. I've been thinking for a long time, how would Tottenham getting away with only having it in one area of the ground rather than all of the ground? And I wonder if the pushback on this might even be big enough that the whole gig would change. But I can't see Tottenham relenting. And I can't see why Tottenham and Arsenal would have gone down this route unless they generally thought that the rule was going to get removed. Because as you said, it's black and white.
It is very black and white. It's very black and white.
So, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with that. It's big noise. big noise, certainly from the, I don't know as much about the Arsenal perspective, but very much from the Tottenham perspective, to try and get this changed. What do you think? Any chance?
The concessions?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not bothered about the 6%. I was not here. 6%? I don't care.
No. Nah. Concessions, definitely a chance it could get changed. Definitely a chance it could get changed. But this is, like, for your club, you're talking concession means just the OAP tickets, the over 65, 66 tickets. Like, kids. Cheapest
this
season
is what
ticket.
I'm saying.
For under 18, the cheapest season ticket at West Ham is £99.
Yeah.
£99 for an under 18 for an entire season of Premier League football.
It's good.
Yeah. And the most expensive is £270. The most expensive. Okay. Sorry. The bougie seats in the middle with the padding and the free program at every game is like £1,300.
Forget them.
Whatever. £270. Band one, £270 for under 18.
That's four games for Harry if I took him. Four games.
Yeah. And OAP in that seat is £540 this season. £540. That's the most expensive.
One day, these young people need to be your next set of fans.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
The other thing with Arsenal specifically is, and I don't know if Tottenham have this, do you have a minimum attendance? You have to go to X number of games, otherwise you lose your right to renew your season ticket.
No, I'm aware Manchester United have done that, though. I've heard of that.
Arsenal this season, you had to go to 17 games. Because I think they included the three group stage Champions League in the season ticket. So you got 18.
Arsenal really said there'll be 23 games next year. So 19 plus a minimum of four.
So next year you have to go to 20 of your 23. Your seat has to be filled for 20 of the 23. It doesn't mean you have to go, but 20 of the 23. My accountant, shout out Paul Mostyn, but there's not Patreon, so he ain't going to listen. Has a son. His son must be 14, 15 or something. He stopped going to Watford a couple of years ago because he got fed up with the Potters treating it as really commercial, where they stopped pensioners. You stopped being allowed to bring blankets into the stadium, right? This is a weird one. He's like, the thing with Watford, and he's been going since he was a kid, and since he goes, the section that the old boys sit there, they bring their thermos flask, they put a blanket over their laps, and that's the thing. Stewards were taking that shit away. You're not allowed to have that blanket. And
what the fuck is that?
And his son, his 14-year-old son, or 13, 14-year-old, has got a letter, you haven't been to enough games this season, so you can't renew your season ticket. And I also understand the club's point of view. You don't want to just have loads of people buy tickets and leave them empty. But it just feels harsh to be like, tough, you can't renew it. At least give them a warning or something.
Ours has ticket exchange. So in theory...
So do most clubs, yeah.
In theory, if I'd not been able to go to the Crystal Palace game, for example, I could have sold my ticket price individually for Crystal Palace at home to another Tottenham fan on the ticket exchange.
Yeah.
So I'm not...
They wouldn't give you money. They'd give you credit to use against whatever.
Probably,
yeah. That's how ours works. You put it on there and it gives you credit into your account.
Yeah.
You don't get money.
Which you can use on Europa Conference League games.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff like that. Yeah. I what I've been wondering is, because this law is in place in black and white, I don't know how far this argument could go. Like, how many signatures do you need to take to Parliament?
It's in the hundreds of thousands, I think.
So do you not think if someone started that it'd get 100,000 worth of signatures that could become a debate in Parliament, that should concession ticket prices be legal by law? Surely.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think this concession thing will rumble on. I think there could be, changes in that.
I'm sitting here and I'm wondering why I don't just start it.
You don't. Because they will. Someone else will. I don't think you need to.
Well, I don't know. The supporters trust hasn't yet.
Maybe they're waiting to see how the club responds and reacts.
Isn't this an obvious react? Yeah, but this is a problem that's eventually, we've already used the example of Chelsea, right? I told you, Tottenham and Arsenal done it, Chelsea will do it at some point as well. Right. So then it will filter. So if it's Tottenham and Arsenal and Chelsea, we're saying now, all right, you go down the pyramid, it's better. But then what stops it then being West Ham eventually and then being Crystal Palace eventually, right? What stops these sort of things happening? Stop this shit at the top, like with the Super League. Nip it in the fucking bud early. I'm wondering why no one's got that like petition online yet and said, put your name on this. Because I can't think, as much as all the parties are wanky, in my opinion, I can't believe that we put that in front of government and government don't go, yeah, actually, we need to protect our older generations and our younger. I worked in the background of the bookies for 11 years, right? And one of the key responsibilities is to protect children and vulnerable people.
Yeah.
And I realised that particularly, obviously, in the children's case, it's most likely the adult is paying for the ticket price. But I think it's also a bit of duty of care here that needs sorting out. And I understand what you're saying. It's not particular discrimination, like homophobia or racism. I get that. But I do think there's, I don't want to use the word entitlement, but I do feel there's a sense of entitlement that these people should have a discounted ticket price. My dad always takes the piss when we get a ticket for an away game, right? Because when we go away from home, he gets a discounted price.
Okay.
Always. Always. But you know what it normally is? So you know away ticket prices are £30, right? So that for over 65s, it's nearly always £29.
Oh, okay.
Nearly always. What's the fucking point?
Yeah, it's true.
My dad's like, I feel like lobbing a pound coin at the stadiums when I go in. Like, what's the fucking point? There was one, I can't remember it was, but it was £29.50. 50 fucking P off. So the thing is as well, I think you could get it forced through into legislation, but then you need to put in, well, it's got to be 20% of the ticket price or 30% of the ticket price. Like
as a minimum. Yeah.
Yeah. You need to start with that. You can't just go and say it needs to be this. Like we need to go in and say, do you agree to a minimum of 25% discount? Or I mean, what should it be for a child? Or
so I don't know if I feel comfortable saying what it should be, but Arsenal is 50. It was 50 at 50%. West Ham is at 50%. Kids is even less. THFC 2023-2024 season tickets. I just want to see what discount you're offering.
I bet it's not as much.
There's no pricing home tickets. Yeah, there's no pricing available. I think 50% is fair, but also I don't think that's what you'd get. I think you'd get 25%.
But it would be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If you could get it written by law, 25%. How long do I need to wait, Suj, for someone to put their own form together and say, can we get signatures on this before I decide I should do it myself?
Other season tickets in the lower tier of the North Stand range from between £905 to £1,010 for adults, James. £454 to £505 for seniors and juniors. And £681 to £758 for young adults. So the discount is 50% at Tottenham. So that's what it is now. It's what it is at West Ham. It's what it is at Arsenal, give or take. 50% seems the going discount for OAPs and for kids.
So based on that price bracket, just roughly there, let's just say it's £500, right? Let's use round numbers. You're 80 years of age and you're paying £500 and you've just been told by Tottenham that in 3 years' time, you'll be paying over £1,000. Do we understand this? That's fucking obscene, mate.
Agreed.
Yeah, this one's going to rumble.
We're going to keep eyes on it, James, as and when it does roll out. Patrons, jump in the chat. I know plenty of you season ticket holders at plenty of other clubs. Let us know what you're thinking around season ticket prices at your clubs. Let us know what you think will happen as it rolls out. And of course, if and when James rolls out his petition to Parliament, make sure you sign it because we'll need as many signatures as we possibly can. Tomorrow, James, this show with Clayton. I spoke to him earlier.
It's with Clayton, is it? Yeah, cool.
I think
yeah.
It is with Clayton. Yeah, he said, cool. I asked him earlier, he did a diff show tomorrow. He said, yes, I've got it down in my diary. I said, okay, right, cool.
Diff show tomorrow.
Well, let's see what he's doing with his minus 56.
Are you free hitting this week?
Am I? No. I've got about 8 players, I think I'll have.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, I've got disappointed yesterday. Half time, 3-0 Luton, thinking, where's my Morris points? Didn't get any. And all it was a case of, at least Solanke hasn't scored. He obviously came back and did score, didn't he, in the end? Morris didn't work out in the end. I think they scored the same, didn't they? Morris scored 4. And Solanke scored 8 in total, yeah. I think. Solanke outscored
him
in the end.
Which is 16 for everyone, such as you know. Did you see all the outrage about Zabani scoring? It's fucking hilarious, mate. I don't know why people are getting so wrapped up.
What's wrong with it?
Well, because he's underlying data and his efforts on goal. The reason people went Senesi in the first instance was like, Senesi's shit. Zabani's like going to be a 1 in 100 fucking goal merchant. The ball goes literally about half an inch over the line. VAR or goal line technology obviously correctly gives it. The outrage on the timeline about the fact that this guy had scored. I mean, literally, he's got 8 points from the game week. So it's fucking clean sheet and a 2-pointer. Like, he's no different. But because he scored, it's like, it's different, isn't it? And those who went Kirkies obviously end up with 0 pointers, like me.
It's the game. It's a guessing game.
I got Zabani in Sky, though, Serge.
It's a guessing game at the end of the day. Like, I bought Solanke and Morris in the end yesterday, and Captain Solanke. No, I didn't buy Morris because it wouldn't have allowed me to buy Sonny on Saturday, whatever it is. So I only went Solanke and I captained him in Sky.
Well done.
There we go. Patrons, see you all soon. Look after yourselves. Ciao for now. You can go and speak to Manchild more.
I can't get him to cue the music. Yeah, cue music, yeah. Please, Manchild. The Fantasy Football Show.